So let's move on to when each type of medium could be used. I guess we could start by trying to identify the best situation for each type of media.
What do you mean?
I'm talking about whether each medium should be used with different size groups. For example, we could look at pictures and ask whether they're more useful for an individual child, a few children together, or a full class. In this case, I'd say pictures are best with individual children because they give them an opportunity to let their imaginations run wild.
Yes, I see.
Let's take tapes next. Although tapes look ideal for individual children, I feel they're best suited to small group work.
Mm.
This way, children don't feel isolated because they can get help from their friends. Computers are the same. I think they're better with small numbers of children, and they're hardly ever useful with a whole class. Videos, however, are ideal for use with everyone present in the class, especially when children have individual activity sheets to help them focus their minds on what's in the video.
And what about books? What would you recommend for them? Books are ideal for children to use by themselves.
Mm.
I know they're used with groups in schools, but I wouldn't recommend it. Other pictorial media, like maps, though, are different. I'd always plan group work around those.
Mm.
Give the children a chance to interact and to share ideas.
Mm, I agree. Teachers often just leave maps on the wall for children to look at when they have some free time. But kids really enjoy using them for problem solving.
Yes. Different people have different ideas, I suppose.
Yeah, and different teachers recommend different tools for different age groups.
That is the end of Section 3.